In another rebuke to the press, Trump denied access to his meeting with the Japanese prime minister later in the week. There was a photo taken. It was a handout photo, which means it's basically a visual press release. Most major news outlets agreed, worked together and agreed not to show the photo as a form of protest. That's why you didn't see it in the news coverage. These kinds of choices are made by news outlets in order to take a stand. We also heard from 15 different journalism advocacy groups this week, all urging the president-elect to not only provide a press pool, but also to take other steps toward transparency. So let's talk about this rocky start, whether there's any reason to think it might get better. So, Ben, we have seen some access this weekend, President-elect Trump greeting visitors to his golf resort. Do you think this is a positive sign, something we should actually be acknowledging and thanking him for? Or is this just the kind of bare minimum acceptable standard for access to the president?
Well, look, I think the expectation that he's going to make himself available to the press is a good one. And I hope that he does do that, especially after he becomes president. I think there may be some different standards for president-elects than president, but Ann would know that better than I would. But beyond that, you know, the fact is that the press access for the last 8 years has been quite terrible, and many members of the press have complained about this. I mean, the White House was releasing its own photos and tapes of events and not really allowing the press to cover it in the way that the press wanted to cover it for years. The DOJ was targeting people at the AP. I mean, there's been a lot of problems between the White House and the press long predating Donald Trump. That's not an excuse for Trump to not do the right thing here, but it is worth putting in context.
And is that true? How bad was it with the Obama administration versus, say, the Bush administration or the Clinton administration?
Well, I don't think President Obama has a perfect record on this. Very often in meetings that he holds within the White House conducting the office of president, the White House will offer us a still photograph or put their own video on the whitehouse.gov website. The kind of meetings which traditionally with his predecessors, a press pool would always come in and get some video in person watching the president rather than be handed material. That's the new media age. We've given the tools of journalism, including Twitter, to the presidents and to the candidates.